This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah, we're talking with Jason just before the broadcast about the correct pronunciation of some words. And one of those words is O-R-A-N-G-E. And I say orange. He says orange. And the other one is R-O-O-F. Some people say roof, and some people say roof. We're just talking about that for a couple seconds. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Shealy. Are you blissed?
Of course.
I got your email, and there's something that I think you wanted to share with the class. Actually, a couple of things, right?
Well, oh, yeah. We have. You sent me a big, long agenda last night. but I haven't talked about this publicly until now, but... Actually, 10 weeks ago, a day now, I developed the worst case of shingles I have ever seen in my life. It went from my knees to my shoulders. I had shingles when I was 18 in college. I saw the chief of dermatology at Duke. It was about 8 inches long on my right side. No big deal. Went away in 2 weeks. But this one was horrendous. Itching and pain. The pain ranged from 5 to 8 or more, and the itching was worse, and I just got exhausted. I had no energy. By Sunday a week ago, I thought I had about 10% life left. So I put on the Shealy Soren Chakra Sleep, we originally called it, now we call it the Gamma BEMF device. I put it on for 6 to 8 hours on Sunday. By the end of Sunday, I felt 95% better. And my Monday, 100% better, and I've been better ever since. What this does, of course, is put the brain into gamma. And gamma is our at peace, in the zone, state of mind. Now, a lot of people don't have much gamma. Most of us, if we meditate at all, if we relax adequately, we have gamma. But this puts you into great gamma. And I have seen this work so well. I think my favorite case, the 60-year-old man, with the most advanced Parkinson's I've ever seen. He was so bad when he came in, it took 2 people to get him on the table for me to examine him. He couldn't put his feet on the floor, even with 2 people holding him. Using gamma PEMF at home an hour or 2 a day, he walked into the clinic a month later. I had a young woman, well, 60, I consider that young death. 60-year-old woman with early Alzheimer's. She couldn't take a dime a day. A month later, she could tell you the days, the weeks, and all that kind of stuff. So I do believe, as I have since I was in medical school, that there is an alternative to psychiatry. When I was in medical school, on the final exam, they ask a question list, 5 characteristics of a good psychiatrist. I wrote crazy as hell 5 times. I was called in. The Politburo threatened to flunk me. And I didn't use the word blank, but I will here. I said, would you like me in this blank course next year? They didn't dare flunk me. I haven't changed my mind in all these years. I consider 99% of psychiatrists crazier than any patient I've ever seen. I consider all the drugs that psychiatrists use, all mood drugs, antidepressants, antipsychotics, any anxiety, the worst drugs on the face of the earth. I'd almost rather have chemotherapy for cancer than have a psychiatric drug. Oh, well, can't all be perfect like us, but they could try. So that's a brief summary.
Well, that is wonderful news, Dr. Shealy. And I was aware of your condition, but I did not want to share that because I knew that you didn't want to share that.
And, well, I don't like ordinarily to talk about my health, but you know, I think this is so important.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the actual device. Can you explain?
Well,
can you explain this? This device.
Yeah, 30 years or more ago, I had a sudden download. I get this kind of stuff all the time. I just suddenly thought, well, you know, the chakras must relate to earth frequency. So I said, first chakra must be there for 7.83 because that's the frequency of the earth. And maybe as you come up, we stand up, you add another 7.83. So this idea that that was what it is. Well, thanks to you at one of your expos, you introduced me, or he came and introduced himself because of you, to Lou Cassidy, a wonderful engineer. And he actually took my idea about the sweep of the chakras, 5.83 up to 7 times 7.83 plus 2, and developed a device we call originally the chakra sweep. But then a couple of years ago, I tried it on the brain, just having it about an inch away from the head, the top of the head, and it puts the brain into gamma. Gamma is known as in the zone. Woo-hoo! Not excessive, nothing, just at total peace with the universe. And now that's what we call it. But we have been using it now for over 2 years. I have 10 narcotic addicts. They now call opioids, by the way. Not supposed to use the word narcotic anymore. And they are now approaching almost 3 years of being totally off, free after years of being addicted. So we can cure narcotic addiction. But interestingly, I've tried to get that to some of the narcotic addiction centers. They don't like it because they get to have 5 goes at every patient. Their success rate is 17%, mine is 100. And so for anxiety, for depression, and for local pain, I actually started working with this primarily for diabetic neuropathy, pain in the feet, numbness in the feet. But now we use it on almost everything. And its only contraindication is the pacemaker. Well, not you, but it might interfere with a pacemaker.
So, class, here's my observation. So for several weeks, Dr. Shealy had been very, very quiet. You know, short answers. Today, he's a run-on sentence.
I'm back to normal.
I meant that with all the love I could attach to it, Dr. Shealy. I really.
Hey.
I really did.
I understand that, and I appreciate it.
So, class, I know this isn't television, but if you can use your imagination and assign mental images to us and the intonations and those kinds of things, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. So I had a couple other questions about this, Dr. Shealy. We're talking about the Gamma device. It's available on your website. And I wanted to mention Lou Cassidy for just a second. Lou Cassidy is a wonderful guy. He's been to the farm. He's been to all the expos. And Lou Cassidy is an engineer. He's a USA Preparis instructor. And we did a Bert Bertonis, who I've known since the 70s, is a radio frequency engineer, a patent holder, and he's a really, really, really bright guy. And he and I went to a place called Marley Woods, which is not on the map. It's a fictitious name to delineate an area in Missouri. And Marley Woods is a UFO hotspot. And Bert Bertonis and I went there, and we did a broadcast about our experience, because they were talking about this particular hotspot in Missouri where balls of light fly through the air, and there are lots of witnesses who have seen this. Respectable people. I mean, not crazies. I didn't meet anybody who was crazy. But so we talked about this on the air, and Lou Cassidy was quite intrigued. He sent me an email. And we may form another expedition where we go out there and look at Marley Woods as you know, to see if we can find some evidence about what this is all about. And Dr. Shuley, if you're interested, if we form this little expedition, it'll be a small expedition. If you're interested in joining us, it would be Bert Bertonis with survey equipment. I'm not talking about geological survey, but I'm talking about radiological survey equipment. And Lou Cassidy, and he may want to build some equipment and work with Bert to build equipment to measure what may be out there. I'll be going, and if you'd like to go, let us know. But
great.
So Lou Cassidy is really, really, really excited about this, and so we actually may do this.
Well, would you like to know one more thing that I've never shared publicly?
Sure.
I think it was the last expo is when I met. I don't remember exactly. It was certainly one of the expos. I think it was that one. I had never met him. He came up and brought over a PIMP device, PEMF.
Are you really going to say this?
You don't want me to talk about it? Well, I was going to, because it has an application to a lot of people.
Well, okay. I mean, yeah. I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Well, I'm sitting there at a booth. You know, I've got to talk with people about all the stuff. He brings me his PIMP, put it on my knees, sitting down, and within a couple of minutes, I've talked to Lou, and out of the blue, I have an erection. And I said, Lou, I can't stand up. And so I took it off, and it went away. And I've never really talked about that at all publicly, because I don't need to. However, a lot of men have problems with ED, and I'm not going to do a research project on it, but it's another possibility, because it does increase circulation. Actually, other great information that we've had is people with poor oxygen saturation, like lung disease. One woman had an oxygen saturation of 75% in a half hour. It was up to 96% just using this right on her chest. Several people with hypertension, you know, like 200 over 100. Again,
wow.
Just hanging it over the neck on the upper chest, down to normal within 30 minutes. So it does normalize the whole physiology of the person.
Dr. Shuley, since you mentioned that, what about, and this is one of the things I wanted to mention with you today. Back in the 50s and the 60s, I heard my relatives, like aunts and uncles, talk about something they described as hardening of the arteries. Now, is it really hardening of the arteries? Is it calcification of the arteries? Is it,
it is
hypertension?
It is deposits of cholesterol that get calcified in the arteries. That's called atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries, yes.
Okay. Do you think that there is an application for that? Now, it seems to me that atherosclerosis is directly proportional to higher blood pressure. Is that right?
That is part of it. It's a combination of stress, cholesterol, etc., and whether or not you're taking the right amount of magnesium. So it's not just one thing, but it would be such an interesting study. I was going to do another study on calcium score. The simplest, safest way to know how much atherosclerosis you got in your heart is something called a calcium score. It's an X-ray of the heart, a CAT scan, and it gives you a score of calcium in your heart, arteries. I announced it on my radio show, and 24 hours later, the hospital tripled the price of the calcium score.
We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Shuley. And Arjun, you're up next. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Arjun in New Jersey in the Garden State. Welcome.
Thank you, Vince. Hello, Dr. Norm Shealy. I have two questions today. My first question is for Dr. Shealy. Is like, what is this committee of 300? I've researched it, but I didn't find much on it. So can you please explain this committee of 300?
I'm having difficulty.
Dr. Shealy, he's asking about the committee of 300 that you mentioned. Who are they? What are they? What do they do?
Okay, there's a book called The Committee of 300 by John Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. It's been out many years. There are many other books. David Icke from England has written extensively about it. They are the residual of the East India Foundation, which in the late 1700s took control of the Bank of England. The Bank of England is now an independent nation in the center of London. It is run by what I call the evil empire. And the Queen of England is the head of that, among others, but the Rothschilds are the ones who took it over. And their goal is to decimate the population of the world by 90%. That's a brief summary.
Is this East India Company the same company that ruled all that Asian continent, India and then all that, China and all those Asian countries? Is it East India Company?
I have to assume that they are behind what I call the fake fraud epidemic that we're going through now. I don't know any other group as powerful and evil as they are, and I consider the current fake epidemic.
evil. Okay, okay. Thank you very much. So, Vince, I liked your episode on unidentified flying objects, and the thing is that I have some observation on that, and if anyone else was saying it, I won't believe it. But since you were saying it, so then I thought about it. I researched it a little bit, and following are my observations here. So we see that there are lots of lights there, in Marley Woods there are lots of lights. So why would anyone need a light? So they would need light because they want to see. If they want to see, that means they have eyes. They could be organic beings, or they could be just machines that are there. And in all Marley Woods stories, I've never seen anyone is harmed. It's very much possible, and the people that live there, they are not actually afraid of these guys. They are terrified, but they are not actually afraid, and they are not running away from that place. So what that means is that it's possible that these UFOs, they are harmless people, and they are not hurting anyone. And if they were hurting anyone, there were some stories that some animals have disappeared and things like that, but they were just animals, not humans. So if they are not hurting anyone, it's possible that they just don't want to be discovered. They just want to be left alone. When you were saying that they are communicating with each other, so earlier when we had fighter planes, so we used to communicate through radio. They used to say, okay, we are going to attack this other plane. They used to communicate through the radio, and then they will go and communicate, and they will go and attack this other plane, this enemy plane. Now the thing is that if you talk about F-35 planes, what they do is they have a console. In their console, they communicate just through the console, so they don't have to communicate through any of this radio or anything. They will just know, the data will come on their console that, okay, we will go and attack this enemy plane. So in this way, they might be just communicating with each other. And the last thing is that something rare that is there on those lands, all the materials, all the elements, all the chemistry that made Earth is available throughout the universe. So I mean, all these elements gold, silver, anything that you can think of, it's available abundantly throughout the universe. They can harness it from anywhere. So all this thing, I think that is that they just want to be left alone, and it's possible that that's a remote area. No, not much people want to go there. So that's why they are, if they are there, that's why they are there. These are just my observations.
Well, I don't have any doubt about UFOs existing, but it's a much broader picture. The work of Zacharias Sitchin, beginning with the 12th planet back in the late 70s, I think gives the best overview of this whole concept of UFOs, etc.
Okay.
Well, Arjun, if you'd like to stay with us, we'd love to have you.
Yes.
And
yes.
Actually, you know what would be nice, Arjun? If you would share with our class when we come back, who is Arjun? Tell us a little bit about your background. I think our class would be fascinated. We'll be right back with Dr. Shealy and
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. tropical storm Sally expected to become a hurricane, perhaps even a Cat 2 hurricane, by early tomorrow, bringing dangerous weather to much of the Gulf Coast, including a risk of heavy flooding to a region stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. This man said he's already evacuated, and it was an easy decision to do so.
Where we came from, water's already coming up to the edge of the roadways. So anything that's left back there is just going to be flooded out.
President Trump will be visiting California today, where he'll be viewing some of the devastation caused by massive wildfires ravaging that and several other states out west. The blazes, aside from scorching millions of acres, have also claimed nearly three dozen lives in California, Oregon, and Washington. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
A former New York City mayor is reportedly going to spend some big bucks of his own to help Joe Biden win Florida this November. The Washington Post is reporting Michael Bloomberg is planning to kick in at least $100 million to boost the Democratic hopeful's campaign in the Sunshine State. Bloomberg spent an estimated $900 million of his own on his failed bid for the White House earlier this year. A young Australian personality and conservationist is showing off the first photos of her new growing brood, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Television personality and wildlife conservationist Bindi Irwin has shared on social media an ultrasound of her first child as she's expecting with her husband Chandler Powell. She's the daughter of late TV personality Steve Irwin. The young couple is smiling with their eyes closed in the picture. Irwin is holding a baby kangaroo, and Powell has a koala in his arms. Irwin and Powell tied the knot in March and announced her pregnancy in August.
While CD sales have continued to decline, a new report from the Record Industry Association of America says records have finally outsold CDs for the first time since 1986. Records accounted for $232.1 million of music sales in the first 6 months of 2020. CDs brought in $129.9 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Arjun in New Jersey has called in. And Arjun, I just want to let you know that the Queen, whom Dr. Shealy mentioned as part of the Committee of 300, owns a lot. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about this on Wednesday. What does the Queen own? Let me just say one thing she owns. All the dolphins in the United Kingdom, and the sturgeons and the whales, all of them. So we're going to be talking about the person who is the wealthiest in the probably in the entire world, and most people don't realize it. And that's going to be the Queen. Arjun, who is Arjun? I think our class would love to know who you are. They've heard you call in many times.
Yes, yes. So I'm like a computer programmer, and I have done like a master's in software engineering from North Dakota State University. And before that, I did like bachelor's in computer science. And I have just been working as a programmer from past, let's say, 15, 16 years. And, yeah, that's all about me.
Okay. So what language or languages do you program in?
I program in .NET. Like, primarily, I'm focused more in .NET, like C#, ASP.NET, SQL Server, like all these front-end libraries, like HTML5, Bootstrap, these Angular and all these new frameworks, like iPhone devices, you know, like making like responsive applications, which can actually transform themselves on all different devices. So on iPhones and Android and things like that, like designing like some apps, you know, for iPhones and Android. So, yeah.
Do you have any other questions for Dr. Norm Shealy?
That's pretty much it. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, and what you Thank said you. Is quite, yeah. Arjun, what you said about the UFOs, they are unidentified flying objects. In this particular case, Marley Woods in the state of Missouri, those are balls of light. And they make movements that we are not capable of making. What I mentioned to our class was if you took a flashlight with a focused beam, like a beam of light rather than a floodlight, a beam, and you aimed it out, and you said there was a ball at the end of that beam of light, and you just kind of waved that flashlight around, those kind of movements, left, right, up, down, in, out, you know, near, far, those kinds of movements are what are observed in Marley Woods. You know, we don't have any aircraft. Drones can't fly like that. The movements are sudden, very fast. You know, we're just not capable of doing it with the propulsion systems that we have. And so that's why we went out there and we observed it. And, you know, as I mentioned, we came back with more questions than answers. This was not a political this was not a publicity stunt. This was, and I didn't mention it for like 10 years that we had done this kind of thing, but we were interested in just investigating it ourselves. So, and one of my instructors, Carl Sagan, a world famous guy, now deceased, said to our class that, you know, we would be quite arrogant if we thought that we were the biggest, the best in the universe. You know,
exactly.
Who do we think we are? You know,
yeah,
we have trouble getting along with our neighbors.
Yes.
Let alone, you know, being the biggest and the best. So, just a couple of thoughts. Anything else, Arjun?
Yeah, exactly. And I just wanted to say that, like, when we talk about intelligence, you know, like we actually just know what we are actually told. So let's say Dr. Norm Shealy, he reads like so many books, and then he is able to retain that information. He has mentioned before, he's able to tell that information. He is able to combine those things. Like Vincent Fenelle is able to put the circuit board of the auto, of the car that he's working on out in the sun. That's actually intelligence. It's the combinations, it's the permutations of the things that you have learned throughout your life, and you apply that. That is intelligence. So, for example, like the apple falling on Newton and Newton discovering that this is like the gravity. So that is actually intelligence. Intelligence, you know, like, so the thing is that, like, normally what we do look and see, that's just like what we are told. You know, like, we don't discover things just like that. So when we read so much, when we have so many different experiences from that, like from those reading, from that knowledge, then intelligence comes along. So I mean, like, you know, like this doctor, what was his scientist? He just died. Like, I forgot his name. I'm not reading his name.
So Stephen Hawking.
You got it, Stephen Hawking. So he used to say that, like, the life, you know, like, it's, Earth is very rare, but then, like, every 20 light years, you can find, like, a new Earth. So I mean, like, the universe is so big and things are so big, you know, like, you can find life anywhere else, you know, like, but the ultimate thing here is that, like, you know, like, you cannot rule out the possibility of UFOs, you know, like, earlier I thought, like, no, what I've heard till now, UFOs cannot exist, you know, like, from his movies, he discredits, like, the UFOs, but, like, since the universe is so big, there are so many things, you know, like in this world. We don't know. We know only 3% of the universe right now. Now there is 97% of the universe is unknown to us. So, yeah, it will be very arrogant for us to just say that we are the most intelligent beings in this whole universe.
Yeah. You know, there's a possibility of finding intelligence and intelligent life just about everywhere except one place. Washington, D.C.
Yeah, exactly.
Arjun, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Arjun in New Jersey. I wanted, class, you to know who he was. He's a programmer. He programs, you know, these small devices that we carry around in our pockets. Well, some of us do. Not me and not Dr. Sheely. We're talking about atherosclerosis previously and hardening of the arteries, which, you know, sort of equals hardening of the arteries. And you were talking about cholesterol, Dr. Sheely. Is there a relationship, do you think, between reducing that cholesterol with the gamma device? Is that a possibility?
Well, you've raised my need to do more research on all kinds of things today. I agree. It certainly sounds possible, because what I really think it is reducing stress. In other words, anxiety and anger and depression are stresses. And so by putting you back into what I call a detached state of mind, that will lower cholesterol as much as anything. And for most people, they need help in getting de-stressed.
When a body heals, Dr. Sheely, how important is circulation to that part or parts that aren't working right? How important
is this?
That's
one of the most important things. And, of course, what the PEMF device does is increase circulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I was asking. So if someone's got a defective part, I'm just using the car analogy here, and putting this device, which is an antenna coil, which is, let's say, 8 to 10 inches in diameter, and there's a little cord, and it's very, very low power, very low power. And you can tell because it doesn't draw much electricity. So it's not a lot of, it's not like sticking your head in a microwave oven. I mean, it's nothing like that. Not even the same frequencies. And I guess the point is, if it will raise the circulation, let's say you've got a knee that aches or just isn't feeling right, can you put it on your knee and just, you know, turn on the TV or you know, watch something important?
Oh, absolutely.
Value, and just kind of an hour later, take it off?
With our new one, you know, when we first started, you had to plug it into the wall. But, of course, the one we've got out now is portable with a rechargeable battery, so you can wear it around the house all day on any part of your body. You can wear it on your head, your neck, your chest, your abdomen, etc. Now, when you're sitting down, you can certainly put it anywhere on your leg. You can put both feet through it. It does increase circulation.
Now, I was talking to Lou Cassidy on the phone years ago, and he mentioned that he sits for a long time as he is designing and assembling and, you know, doing the work, electrical engineering work on these devices. And so he actually, you know, sits on one. I mean, I'm sure he sits on a pillow, and under the pillow is one. And he said it helps him, and it, you know, makes it certainly.
Actually, a lot of people put it under their pillow. But I want you to hear something. Uh-huh. You hear a buzz now? I hear a click, 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 click.
Right.
Do you hear that?
No, I can't. Maybe the classroom,
well,
but I cannot.
Because I hear it, and I hear it with or without the phone. So I don't use it when I'm talking on the phone on my head because, and I can't sleep with it because I hear this steady click. But not everybody does.
Okay. Well, so Dr. Shealy, your telephone, I'm on a digital connection, and I have a greater frequency response than you do because you're using a telephone. Your telephone is limited to 300 cycles per second up to 3,000. That's the frequency range or the bandwidth of a telephone connection. So that might be the reason. But I'll tell you what I did do. One day, I had it in the studio, and I powered it up. And I could hear that clicking, exactly what you're talking about. What would happen is the pulse that it generates is picked up by the coil of my electro-voice microphone. And you could hear an enhanced version of that click because it would move the diaphragm in the microphone so that it was really loud. So I can't use it in the studio when I'm on the air because it would have that pulsing sound. And so I aired it. I said, here it is. This is what it sounds like. So, yes, I have heard it. But I can't do it in the studio because this electro voice microphone is so sensitive that it would pretty much overpower me. even from a distance farther away from the microphone than I am. But, yes, I have heard it. Okay, so then that leads us to lung disease, that leads us to heart disease, that leads us to leukemia, that leads us to cancers. Is that something that's on your list?
Yes, we're definitely exploring all of these things, but your research is tedious. It takes time and a lot of money sometimes to do what you want to do, but I've been doing research all my life, and I will continue.
Do you think that if you were to pursue research in the cancer field, that you would have enemies that would not appreciate your efforts?
Well, I hope. Well, yes, the pharmacomafia.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. It's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, they never appreciate anything I do.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, and I'll be right back, class. Fascinating, fascinating topic.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You was with us. Dr. Shuley, I've been thinking for quite some time about this, and we've talked about it over the years. And that is, when someone's overweight, let's say just 20% overweight. So if a person would, the normal body weight would be, let's say, 150, male or female. But the person actually weighs 20% more, or 180. What would be your, would you be able to determine with some probability of being accurate that that person has diabetes at 20% overweight? Is there a correlation there?
They may have prediabetes first. Prediabetes is extremely common and not picked up by the average physician until there's frank diabetes, because they don't check for it. A fasting blood sugar is a waste of money and time. You need your average blood sugar over a three-month period, which is a hemoglobin A1C. I pick up prediabetes very frequently here in people who haven't had it diagnosed because the doctor didn't check for it.
Okay, so what is prediabetes, Dr. Shuley?
Well, hemoglobin, it means if you don't stop, you're going to, and reverse it, you're going to have diabetes within 5 to 10 years. And I was taught 60 years ago that you can have prediabetes for up to 10 years before it becomes severe enough to be diabetes. But it already is causing trouble when it's prediabetes. The most common cause of trouble is loss of vibration sense in the feet. Even a 10% loss of vibration in the feet means you've got early prediabetes most of the time.
Does that mean like pins and needles or just lack of sensation?
It can be both. Sometimes it's, you know, tingling or some discomfort or loss of sensation. They might even know about it until you check it.
Mm-hmm. And so what would, if you diagnose someone with prediabetes, what would your prescription be?
Immediately stop all wheat, all sugar, and all potatoes.
Okay, immediately stop all wheat, sugar, and potatoes. And that's staples of most Westerners' diet.
Yeah, well, it's not in my diet.
Okay. So, all right. Well, here's a question that I have. Is it the wheat because of the starch? Is it the wheat because of the GMO? Are all wheats the same? For example, Italian pasta does not have GMO as we know of it yet. Is that different?
I don't know about Roundup and Italian spaghetti. I would have to check it out. But my understanding is Roundup is used all over the world, and the product in which it's used most is wheat.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that the problem with wheat? Is it the Roundup?
It's the Roundup plus the starch or the carbohydrate.
Okay. So, potatoes, French fries, potatoes au gratin, baked potatoes, doesn't matter. Potatoes?
I don't eat them.
Okay. Sugar. That would now, obviously that's in candy and that's in high fructose corn syrup, pancake syrup, and pretty much every snack food made. What about honey?
A little bit of honey is okay. Now, again, a little bit of honey is a teaspoon or two a max a day.
Okay. And so is honey considered sugar?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because what I do, if I get a tickle in my throat, I will take some warm water. I will add, I'll heat up that water, put it in a cup, let's say a third of a cup or quarter of a cup. I'll heat up that water. Then I'll add probably a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and then I'll add one teaspoon of honey, and I'll sip it, and it knocks out the sore throat or the itchy throat.
Oh, I think that's fine.
Okay. And all wheat. So that means whole wheat bread. That means pumpernickel. That means sourdough, right? It means all of that. It means pancakes. It means pasta.
Yes.
It means the hamburger buns that you might have a hamburger with, or a hot dog roll if you want to have a tube steak, a mystery meat, lips and rear ends in those hot dogs. Boy, okay, so that leaves lots of vegetables and meats and fish.
You've got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will remind people that the best protein for the brain is fish. I'm not opposed to other flesh protein, but there's no question that fish protein is superb.
Okay, so in our ponds, we have some catfish. We planted them, and they've been doing well over the years, and they're like a couple feet long now. I mean, they're pretty big. Would you be opposed to eating farm-raised catfish? Now, I'm not talking about in a fish tank at a factory farm. I'm talking about catfish who live out in a pond that is on a farm that has where insecticides are not used, chemicals are not used. You know, the only thing that lands in this pond is what the government sprays.
If it's your own pond, as you know about it, fine. But if it's a commercial pond, it's probably contaminated.
Okay. There you go. All right. Let's see. We're going to the top of the hour break. And Sharon, with an S, is calling in from Montana. She wants to talk about vitamins. I can see that on the call screen. Sharon, we'll be with you right after the top of the hour news and commercials. And I had a whole bunch of questions for Dr. Sheely regarding how can you tell if someone is diabetic just from looking at them? That's one of the questions. And apple cider vinegar versus other vinegars. And working around mold. What do you need to know and what do you need to do to prevent getting sick?
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.